80 to 800 views in a week, we know that the word of God is going out.
Absolutely.
And it's going out with power, and it's not coming back void.
Amen. Just go to my post, Marcia McAllister Post, or it's easier to find Beacon of Hope Ministries. There's other Beacon of Hope, so we're the one with the different colors in the lighthouse, Beacon of Hope Ministries, and check it out. Hashtag change it. That's all you have to do also on Facebook. Or the week before was hashtag give thanks.
I think
it was a couple weeks before. I agree. It was a lot of change going on there with that one. And time for station ID. All right. We're glad to be a part of this radio station, TantalkNetwork.com. And I believe Nan or Betty mentioned that we've been on the air 11 plus years, 11 and a half now, and right here every Sunday afternoon. So it's a joy. We're glad you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to become a financial partner with us, it's easy. Go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com. And at the bottom of the homepage, it'll say donations. Click on donations. It'll open PayPal, and you can give. Every dollar that comes in that way goes through the radio, goes to this radio broadcast, the radio ministry. So you know that's where your dollars are going, and you're spreading the gospel with your finances. And that's what it's all about, spreading the gospel with our finances. So, Betty, the Facebook post is something that I think has been a joy for me this year to do. But it also never ceases to amaze me that God drops the concepts in my heart, usually maybe in the middle of the night before I'm to do it, or early that morning or something. And sometimes it's not what I thought I was going to do, but it's just waiting on God. You want to talk about that, Betty? How important it is that we listen to his voice.
Well, and I think at those times of the day, I know how busy our schedules are. You know, we're hustling and bustling, and now we're coming upon the reason for the season, you know, is Christmas and the birth of Jesus Christ. But we tend to have to be very busy and
right.
to not be able to get into the Word or to pray. And when God gets your attention, it's usually at a time that you're still.
Right.
And when
exactly.
his word is, you know, be still and know that I am God. And that's when he speaks to us. He speaks to us when we're quiet.
Uh-huh.
He speaks to us when our heart is open to whatever he has for us. And once we seek that opportunity to have that openness and that those moments of talking to him and enjoying the fellowship with him, is that's when he is so sweet and so gentle.
Oh, says, yes.
okay, Marcia, this is what I want you to say. This
mm-hmm.
is what he says to me,
mm-hmm.
probably what he says to Nan, you know, on the drive to work. You know, Nan's always taking pictures of the, you know, like the drive into work. But I think that that's the times where God's peace is the greatest with her. Is, you know, our alone time with God.
So
when
important.
When we get that inspiration, when we get that opportunity to converse and to collaborate with him, and he's telling us, okay, this is what we're going to do for the day. Because I think many, many months ago, you know, we said before we even hit our feet, hit the ground, okay, Daddy God, what you got for me today?
Right.
Where is it you want me to go? What do
yes,
you want me to
yes.
say? And I know that has been your primary focus in these last few months and weeks and
yeah.
so forth. Is what do you want from me, God? Where
Absolutely.
Do you want me? What is it that you want me to do today? You know, I've got these Facebook posts coming up, or with Nan, you know, Lord, I've got these problems coming up. How can help me? Help me solve them so that I can be do it the way that you want it done so that I can be the light. And you both are prime examples of listening to God through the poems, Nan,
mm-hmm.
through your word teaching, Pastor Marcia. And it's just, I mean, it's life, and it gives you that life that you need, the breath of life, the living water just flows from both of you.
And you.
At those kairos moments.
Exactly.
It's the exact time that you need it.
It's exactly right. And, you know, I really feel like this December, you hear on TV commercials, and one of the jewelers locally, maybe it's nationwide, says, make it a December to remember. I don't know if you've all heard that. It's on a jewelry, whatever. And you know, I think this should be a December to remember for us. This should be a time where we look to God and get stronger in our relationship. Betty, what I just heard you talking about is two things. Number one, you did not know about your biological mother. Now doors are opening for that. And it's like a relationship there that you never knew, but you want to know this person. You want to know who this was, right? Or is. And so many of our listeners out there don't even know they need a relationship with Almighty God, that Jesus is the Messiah. He has already come in flesh. He has already risen from the dead. He wants a relationship with us, every one of us. We talked about this at nursing home today, and Betty, I don't know if you heard that at the very beginning. We sang that little song, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. We sang that and talked to the people today at nursing home about that. That is our goal in this December to remember. We want people to grow closer to Almighty God and their relationship to deepen and their faith to grow. Talk to me, Nan.
Well, I'll tell a little story. But let me first say, you know, we feel like winners when we get these things from God, when stuff happens in our life, when God moves. We're like winners, you know? I mean, like Betty's a winner in what's
she
happening
is.
In her life
yes.
right now.
We're winners,
we're
Betty.
Winners. What made me think about that, I do eBay.
Yeah.
And I have a certain bidding style.
On eBay.
I'll bid. I don't know how much I'm going to go up to, but I'll bid till I am the highest winner. That gives me a position of knowing, you know, what the max is at that point. So last night I was watching something and I set my alarm on my phone to go off. So I remembered to go to eBay, went to eBay, and I watched it and I watched it and I watched it. And I watched the seconds tick down. Then I gave about 55 seconds. I came in with my high bid and I won. you know, and it was, that's the way that I did things, and that's the way I do it, and I win a lot because that's my bidding style.
Okay, now
so,
we know, Betty.
Now that you know about bidding style, Betty, if you need anything off eBay, just let me know. I'll take care of it for you.
Okay, I'm gonna message you here, you know, after the show. It's like, hey, I need some things.
Okay, yeah, get in touch with me, Betty. But, you know, we all have, in our lives, there's different ways and different styles of things that come up in our lives. And what you may be needing, Pastor, I'm not needing that.
Right.
And what Betty's needing, you know, I don't necessarily need that. You know, so we're all different, but yet Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and God will give us what we need.
Amen.
When we need it, in the time that we need it, and just
Ooh.
Do it in such a perfect way that, you know that we've received from God, we know that we've heard from God, and we can share with people how Jesus, the Messiah, moved in situations in our lives and opened up doors that we never thought would be open. I mean, like, look at Betty's 20 years, but he's opening the doors. Praise God. I'm excited about that for you, Betty.
I'm very, very excited about that with Betty. And it brings us to Natalie Grant, your great name.
Lost or saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Sound of your great name.
Praise God. His great name is what it's all about. What is his name? His name is Jesus. We talked about this during our series a few weeks ago on Who Is He? We talked about his name being so important. And we're going to do a couple more songs during this show about his name. Because his name is critical to his nature. Okay, we read just now in Hebrews chapter 1 and verses 1 to 3 that Jesus, the Son was the exact representation of the Father. He was the mirror of him. In other words, when the Father decided to send the Son, he didn't say, well, let me find one of my kids that's kind of not like me at all. You know, how often when a baby is born, do you find people trying to figure out who that child looks like, right? And if that is the case, and you're sitting there and you're going, who does this baby look like? It just happened to our family just a few weeks ago. Well, actually 4 months ago now, when my 12th grandbaby, Joel Chase, was born in Texas to my son Mark and his wife Candy. And we were all sitting there trying to say, okay, who does he look like? Does he look like his mom? Does he look like his dad? Sometimes I see expressions in Joel where I think of my son Mark. And there's other times I see expressions that look like his mom, Candy. And other times he looks like his cousin, Kellen, in Gainesville. Other times he looks like, you know, and so often we don't know who a person really looks like when they're born naturally. But when we are born spiritually, we should be looking and acting like the Father because Jesus lives in us. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 1, and then I want to go to both Betty and Nan about this. In chapter 1 of Matthew, verse 20, Joseph didn't know what to do when he found out that Mary, who he was engaged to, his fiance, was pregnant. And so Joseph was like, what am I going to do now? Because this is bad, you know? And he had a dream. And you're all familiar with these verses, but listen to them again. God's angel spoke in a dream. Joseph, son of David. Very important he called him son of David because that Joseph was in the line of David, in the Messiah's line. So was Mary. He said, don't hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. She will bring a son to birth. And when she does, you, Joseph, will name him Jesus. Now, there was no other name that he could have been given because the name Jesus means God saves or Jehovah is our salvation. And it's so important that we realize the God we serve sent his son Jesus to this earth and had him named Jesus intentionally because God is purposeful. Talk to us, Betty, and then we'll go to Nan on this. He couldn't have been named Fred or Umberto or any other name. He had to be named Jesus. Jehovah is our salvation. That's what his name means. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I think that in all things are possible. And that was just God's way of padding it to let him know that Jesus is the Messiah, that to increase his faith, not to be scared, but to reiterate that this is fulfillment of prophecy.
Amen.
And it is so clear today. It's so clear. It's so sharp as the end of a pencil is what God did at that point in time. That was another Kairos moment.
Yes.
It was an opportune moment that he had to speak to Joseph and explain to him.
Yes.
That this is God's only son and that you will name him Jesus. You will name him God who saves. And I think that would have been an answer to a lot of questions that he may have had, that it cleared him up immediately.
I think so, too. Just the name clears it up, right?
Just the name itself is all we have to mention.
That's right.
And it's something to cherish. It's something to cherish to know that you are a child of the king. You're a child of a king.
Yeah.
That still boggles my mind that our Heavenly Father, you know, the Lord God sent his son Jesus to die for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he died for you, and he died for Nan, and he died for the listeners. But with Joseph, I think it was one of those Kairos moments where God had an opportune time to talk to him.
Yes.
And like it said in, you know, Hebrews, that he has ways of communication with us, various ways of communicating and letting him know that he's still on the throne.
Amen.
That Jesus is coming and you're going to be his biological father.
Yes.
I mean, it amazes me. You know what the show before has told you, it's going to blow your mind.
Right.
Even to this day, it blows my mind
of
the things that have been prophesied came true and are still coming true today.
Amen. Woo! Talk to us, Nan. His name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus. I mean, you know, there's power. We say there's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And
there is.
And there is. There is. And you know, you can be feeling down or something is going on or something comes up suddenly or whatever. And, you know, all you have to do is say the name of Jesus. I mean, I've done that at times when I felt like maybe I couldn't. You just feel like you can't hardly pray. Just speak the name of Jesus. There's power in his name. It's not, just another name. It's the name of Jesus, the Messiah.
I'm so glad you said that, because I was getting ready to say that whole thing you just did, because I have taught my parishioners through the years, my children when they were young, that the most precious name in the world is Jesus. It goes all through me when people use the name Jesus or Jesus Christ as a curse word. Yeah, or I mean, it just goes all through me, because Jesus is such a precious name. In Latin cultures, a lot of people are named Jesus,
right,
or they're never named Jesus Christ, but they're named Jesus. They're named Mary. They're named Joseph, Mary. I mean, there's a lot of Latin cultures that use the name, but they don't use Jesus Christ. And Christ means the anointed one. That's what it means. Christos. It means the anointed one. So Jesus means God is our salvation, the anointed one, which is so cool. And I love it when we acknowledge how important it is to not take the name of Jesus as a curse word, but to acknowledge the greatness and the power in that name. Talk to us, Betty, before I play the song. That gotta play it. So good.
Well, you know, there is Jesus. There's power in the blood. There's power in just speaking the name of Jesus. Jesus can set the captives free. I mean, there's so many things that name resembles and it represents. It can send demons fleeing. It can heal the sick. It can make the lame to walk. I mean, we could make a whole show out of that. And it's
right.
So important to know that Jesus is the truth, the life, and the way.
Mm-hmm.
And once we learn that concept, how great thou art.
Woo! Speaking of song titles, here's the one that's been going through my mind today. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's just the same.
And he's just the same.
Yeah, go on.
As his lovely name.
Go ahead.
That is why I love to tell him so. Jesus is the precious name I know.
Thank you, Betty. That was beautiful.
Is that the same song?
That's the song.
I hope it was.
Yeah, Jesus is the sweetest. Yes, it's the same song. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And, I mean, many years ago, Jimmy Swaggart used that song a lot. And it's always meant so much to me when I hear that song. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Why is it so sweet, his name? His name is so sweet because it's a life changer. When you understand the importance of the name of Jesus, and we taught on this a few weeks ago, in this series, Who Is He? And we taught about, because his name means five things, and I'm going to go over them one more time because you can never hear this too much. His name, Jesus, is our salvation. God is our salvation. His name means salvation, deliverance, safety, helper, and prosperer. That is what his name means. We talked about all of those in detail a few weeks ago in this series. Who is he? His name is Jesus. And Nan, oh, what a joy to know that name, and not as a cuss word, but as a precious, sweet word that can change your attitude, as you were just saying. Amplify on that, because that is such a strong point, just to speak the name if you can't think of a prayer to pray or whatever.
Well, I've had times many years ago that, I mean, I was really feeling really down about issues in life and this is not fair and all that stuff that comes with that. And there were times that I didn't feel I could pray, but I'd speak the name of Jesus.
Right.
And
yes.
I'd say, Jesus.
Yes.
I'd say, I praise you, Jesus. I love mm-hmm. you, Jesus. Jesus. And it does something mm-hmm. within.
It does.
That it helps. It helps. It helps in a way no one else could help you. He, you know, just speak in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
You know, there's power. We've already said there's power in the name of Jesus.
Woo.
And just speaking his name, can just change us within, can change us and just make the way clear sometimes of things just by speaking his name.
Your name, Paul Beloche.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
His name.
There's healing in your name.
Amen.
Salvation in your name.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, there's comfort in your name. There is joy in your name.
Praise God. Praise God.
Tender mercies in your name.
There is no other name.
Hallelujah.
There is no other name.
Jesus.
Speak his name, dear audience.
Sing out his name, Jesus.
Speak his name. There's no other name whereby men must be saved and can be saved but by the name of Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring this audience before you right now. Lord, there may be skepticism. There may be people that are in doubt about the power of your name. Even with a song like that that just goes to our heart and hits us so strong. Lord, there might be people that out there that are agnostics or atheists, and they do not believe that there's any power in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you open their hearts, that you touch their lives right now, and give them a hunger for Jesus, for your Son. Give them a hunger for the name that is above every name. Lord, we intercede and pray for our listeners right now that this moment in time will be a life changer as they learn the power of your name, Jesus. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Nan?
Well, I wanted to share something. You know, names are important. You know, we're known by our names. You're Pastor Marcia to me and Betty. And I was out at dinner with a friend of mine about a week or so ago. And I always make it a point to get the name of the person who's taking care of us. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason is, you know, people like to hear their name.
Sure.
I mean, people like, you know, it wasn't just so I can call her down and get her help. But, you know, when we can reach out like that, I mean, in fact, I asked her how she was doing, and she ultimately was telling how her mother had passed away 4 months ago, her brother had committed suicide, and she has a lot on her plate. And it was like, wow, you know, but her name was Ashley, and we were there for Ashley, and you know, I gave her my business card, my pen. I said, if you ever need prayer, please contact me. You know, but she likes hearing her name, and how much more so does Jesus like us calling his name? And what will he give us when we call upon his name? Jesus, I need help in this situation. Jesus, I need peace in this situation. Jesus, please give me joy. I just need joy. Give me joy. And he's there. He loves to hear us call out his name. He loves to hear us bring our petitions towards him. And he likes hearing his name, too, from us. And his name is powerful. My name's not powerful. Your name's not powerful. But his name is powerful.
And if he were just a teacher or a prophet, his name would not go all through us when we hear a song that.
That's right.
You know? His name is who he is, Jehovah, our salvation. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I could not agree more. I know in one of the greatest things that we know is the name of Jesus, the name above all names. You know, he is I Am. He is the great high priest. He's the good shepherd. And then the one name that you were talking about earlier is Emmanuel. And Isaiah 7:14, she will give birth to a son and call him Emmanuel, which means God's with us. And
amen.
Again, it says it maybe, I think I looked this morning, like 48 to 50 names of Jesus is in the book. It's in the book in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament.
Right.
It's in Revelation. It's in Acts. It's in Ephesians.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's everywhere. Yeah,
it's everywhere through the Psalms, the cornerstone. But there is only one name above all names, and that's Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. the Son of God, who is and is to come. And he is all knowing. He is our deliverer. He is everything that he's the perfect present. Okay. He is the one who just keeps on giving year after year after year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so often I think the general public, just in general, a lot of people don't understand that praying to God in the name of Jesus gets results. When we pray using that name, have you ever tried to get behind backstage. I never have tried this, but I know some people who have. Backstage at a concert, and you say to the guard that's standing there, you say, well, whoever the artist is, let's just say Natalie Grant, because we just played one of her songs. Here's a note from Natalie signed by her, and she said just to use her name and that I could, you know, get back there and talk to her or whatever. And it's all in the name, you know. It's some people have names that their parents gave them intentionally. God is a God of intentionality. God the Father told Joseph here in Matthew 1, 20 to 23, you are to name him, Joseph, this name. His name is to be Jesus, God saves. Why? Because it talks about his nature. Remember in Hebrews 1, God sent Jesus to show, be the mirror image of the nature of God. So what is God's nature? God's nature is salvation. God's nature is deliverance, because that's what the name of Jesus means. God's nature is helper. Wow. God's nature is safety. How many times have we been spared from tragic car accidents or other things? God's name and his nature is Jesus. It is who he is, prosperer. Whoa, he told him to name him Jesus. And that name means Emmanuel that Betty just read in Isaiah 7:14, one of the most famous prophecies about the Messiah, Jesus, that he would be named Emmanuel, God with us. That is exactly what the angel said to Joseph. You are to name him Jesus, and it means God is with us. You go on in that verse, down to verse 23 in Matthew chapter 1, if you want to take note where it is. Watch for this, the angel said to Joseph. A virgin, well, no, now the angel's quoting the word here. This would bring about the prophet's sermon to full term. In other words, this is a prophecy fulfilled, and it's found in Matthew 1, 23. Watch for this, and it's quoting what Betty just quoted, Isaiah 7:14. A virgin will get pregnant and bear a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, Hebrew, for God is with us. God is with us. That's what the significance of this season is, folks. This is the significance of the Advent season. God came to earth in the form of his son, Jesus. Talk to us, Nan, then we'll go back to Betty. God did this. Yay.
Yay. I love Christmas time, but Christmas, Christ is the beginning of that Christmas.
That's right.
And it drives me crazy when people say Merry Xmas. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're Xing my Christ right mm-hmm. out of what it's all about. Right. You know,
Christ means the anointed one.
Exactly.
Yes, Betty, talk to us.
Well, when you look at the name Jesus, it needs no explanation. He came and he conquered. He is salvation. He's love. I mean, it says it so many times in the Bible. You can't miss it. It's right before your very eyes in almost every chapter in the Bible. Is it talks about a man who came and he gave everything. He gave his life. And I don't know of too many people who would actually give their life for us. He is all-knowing. He is I am. He is the second coming. And those are things that we have to look forward to. And I think a lot of people, like what Nan said, they take the Christ out of Christmas.
Yeah, right.
And if it wasn't for Christ, there would be no Christmas.
Right.
And I guess we get to the point where, you know, Christmas, we look at it from the secular looking of it as giving, but God gave the greatest gift of all. He gave his son, Jesus.
Amen.
And I know we'll be talking about this, you know, later on, you know, in December, but remember that Jesus is the reason why that we need to make this a December to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Is remember that December means Jesus.
I mean,
It's,
yes.
You can't say it any more plain than
we
that.
We can't, no.
Sometimes you can't say it any more plain.
Right.
It's that Jesus is the reason, and
right.
we are the reason why he came. And
so true.
We owe him, I owe him everything. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
I honestly wouldn't. I said there were times that I left him, and when I went back, he was right where I left him. And so he's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's a God, like I said, he's the present that just keeps on giving 365 days a year, 24/7.
Right.
He never gives up. He never Amen. Lets up.
Amen. I want to go back to a point that we've been making here, in that what the devil has tried to do. Remember, the devil is always a liar, okay? And the devil is always trying to diminish Jesus in our lives. The myth that Jesus is not the Messiah, that he hasn't come yet, is a lie of the devil. I'm going to call it what it is. The prophecies all point to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. He came to this earth. He died on a cross. He rose from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. He is the coming, the prophesied Messiah. He is. But the devil has done a real number on people to try to get them to say, oh, no, we're still waiting on that Messiah. No, he's not come yet. No, Because what they're doing is aligning themselves, if they believe that, they're aligning themselves with a lie. Jesus said in John chapter 8, the devil is a liar. Chapter 8 of John, about verse 42 to the end of the chapter, read all that. And Jesus said, the devil's a liar and the father of lies. And he does everything he can to diminish Jesus being the Messiah in our lives. Because if he really is Jesus the Messiah, then we have to deal with that. We have to acknowledge, wait a minute, do I know him as my personal Lord and Savior? Has he come into my heart? Does he live in me? Or do we say, I'm just waiting on the Messiah. I believe there's going to be a Messiah. He just hasn't come yet. Whoa, what is that? That's listening to the liar, the devil, who wants you to believe the Messiah has not come, because then you don't have to deal with Jesus if he hasn't come. Talk to me, Nan. I feel like preaching right here. I mean, because Jesus has come, and audience, you have to deal with him one way or another.
You can't put your head in the sand like the ostrich does and just say, oh, la, 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 la. Put your ears, you know, how many times people put your ears in their fingers and jokingly and make a noise, da, 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 and to not hear. We're faced the reality of what we're going to do about this. I mean, you're faced with it. Whether you want to be or not, you're faced with that. And, you know, and I pray
Praise
that
God.
There's going to be people who are listening in the
Later.
Future, whenever
right.
they're listening to this, that they'll be pricked in their spirit and say, wait a minute, maybe, just maybe, he is the Messiah.
Yeah.
That their hearts would be turned and changed towards that and believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, because the Bible says Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
It
Therefore,
does,
he's
over and
the
over
Messiah.
Again.
You know, you can choose to believe it or choose to deny it. That is your choice. Prayerfully, people will be choosing to receive
believe it.
That.
John 3:16 is one of the greatest verses in the Bible, spoken by Jesus himself. For God so loved the world, dear ones, he loves you so much, that he gave, Christmas gifts, gave. He gave his only begotten son. He already did it. It's not going to happen. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him, that's the key right there. Talk to us, Betty, while I choke. Whoever believes in him, go on with that, Betty.
That's right. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I think that what we can also do, Pastor and Nan, is that once that we have that joy, once we have that peace, once we have that resurrected power
yeah.
living in us, is that we can be a light in Woo. This world.
Yes.
Because people can see, and I know I call her my dynamic daughter because
she is, Megan.
has proven to be, she's a lot more vocal, believe it or not, than I am, is that people have talked to her and looked at her and goes, there is something different about you.
Right.
That's what people should be saying about every spirit-filled, God, you know, God-fearing person, is there is something different about you. So when they see you walking down the street, you know, yes, there's going to be times of trial and tribulation, but there is a time when we have to let our light shine.
Amen.
We can't let Satan put it out. We can't keep it under a rock.
Right.
We can't hide it anymore. It's time for us to get motivated enough to say, I am a child of God. God is not dead. He is alive. He is coming back, and I want you to come with me.
Amen.
When he does come back, I want you with me as we you know, approach, you know, the coming of Christ, is that the harvest is many, the laborers are few.
Right. Get on board.
It is time that we get motivated enough to say, okay, I am a child of God. I am going to be able to be what he wants me to be. And don't be afraid. Let the timidity fall away. Let the old you fall away, and let the newness in Christ rejuvenate you, re-energize you, reignite you to the joy of your salvation, so that when Jesus does come back, that there will be very few left behind.
Right.
Because he wants everybody. He has a home for every one of us in heaven if we just get past the fear and all of the things that keep us, the lies of the devil that keep us from the love of Jesus Christ.
And we must get on board with Jesus Christ, having already come in the flesh 2,000 years ago. And he is the Messiah. Listen to this amazing song by the group Selah. I bless your name. This is a whole show about the name of Jesus, the powerful, powerful name. Love this song.
In prisoner's chains, with belief stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to see their chains were
Amen, amen.
Bless your name.
praise your mighty name, mighty God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Woo, talk to us, Nan. We'll go to Betty. I love that song.
It can be so peaceful, just blessing and praising his name. You know, I mean, there's been times that there were turbulent times happening for me, and I could just pray to him, use his name, talk Amen. To him, bless his name. And you know what? It was like he came on the scene, is the only way, but he came on the scene. He would move in the situations. He would move in my heart. He would move in my life so that I would know how to handle situations by calling on his name. There's power right. in his name.
Amen. Woo! Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I agree. You know, I love my book, Jesus is Calling, by Sarah Young.
It's great.
And in reading it today, it says, when you find yourself in the thick of battle, call upon my name. Jesus, help me. At that instant, the battle becomes mine. Your role is simply to trust me as I fight for you. My name, properly used, has unlimited power to bless and protect.
Woo! I love
and
that.
And you know, with that when you proclaim the name of Jesus, he's not a swear word. He is the ultimate. He is the joy. He is mm-hmm. the author of our salvation, and we wait upon his return. So I encourage our listeners to, as you always do, Pastor, is to get into God's Word.
Amen.
And there's something in there that will bless you. There's massive warfare going on. There's spiritual things going on that we don't see. But just the mention of the name of Jesus can separate those powers. The tug of war can stop in your life with
Amen.
Just the mention
Amen.
Of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That when we fall down on our knees and we lift up the name of Jesus, just like that song did. Oh, that song is just, it's phenomenal. The joy and the peace that song brings when you listen to the words and you let it penetrate your very being is that's when Jesus becomes alive in you,
mm-hmm.
is when you get into his words and let it sink in and let it penetrate your very fiber. That's when his word will come alive. That's when you will be reborn, life abundantly, shaken together and running over.
Amen.
That's one of God's promises. And oh, how we love the name of Jesus.
Oh, amen. You know, we can't talk enough about it. And believe me, in this series here of Jesus the Messiah here, as we get closer and closer to the celebration of the birth of Jesus, it's all about the name, guys. That's what it's about. He could not have been named anything else but Jehovah is our salvation, because he is our salvation. He is our deliverance. That's what we want for you. Betty and Nan and I are in agreement today. That's what we want for our listeners, that you have a saving knowledge of the power of the name of Jesus, that you begin to call on his name, that you begin to talk to him, that your relationship with him gets stronger and better each day, that if you have never invited him into your heart, that you do that very thing and ask him to come and live in you. Oh my, the power of the name of Jesus. Beyond any words, we can't even begin. We could have 1,000 shows on this topic, the name of Jesus. And if you think that it's not significant, the name, his name, the Messiah's name, says everything about his nature. That's what it's all about. Going to give you both an opportunity here to sum up what you want to say, because we got to get out of here in about 3 minutes.
I just would like to encourage. Go ahead. I would just like to encourage people to call upon the name of Jesus, as we have been making reference many, many times throughout this program. Your life will change. It will change. And just at the mention of his name and the power that is in the name of Jesus, just it will change.
Amen. So it's a matter of personal choice. Get in there and discover. Read the book of John. That's the best book, I think, for beginners. The book of John in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Read that. It'll change everything you think about Jesus, and it will really teach you the power of his name. Talk to us, Betty. Thank you, Nan.
Well, I think that the whole synopsis of this is the name of Jesus.
It is.
And what he means to us. And I think that we have done an amazing job of being able to say what Jesus has done in our mm-hmm. own life.
Yeah.
And how that he is the son of the Jesus that came to
yes.
save.
Yes.
And he came to save all of us.
Amen.
And with love and with his grace and his mercy, his love endures forever.
Amen. Whoa, what a joy. And Betty, we all want to hear more about the search for your biological mother. This is fascinating. And we're so glad you opened up and shared that today. And you can give us more. In fact, you can call me so I can talk to you. Anyway,
okay.
Yes, please do at some point tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
Nan, thank you so much. What a blessing you are. It's been a long day. We have church, nursing home, and then mm-hmm. here. But we have had a blessed day.
Yes, we've had
God
a blessed
has moved
day.
Mightily in every part of this day.
Yes.
Betty, what a joy.
Love you, Nan.
She loves you, too.
Oh, I love you, too, Betty. You know
right.
I love you.
I love you both. Thank you very much for being on the show today, both of you. And as we get out of here, and these 2 hours always go so terribly fast for us, we hope you will tell people about this show, Living the Good Life, from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we always want to bring the Word of God to you in such a way that you understand it, that you appreciate it, and that you learn from it. That's our goal every week, to bring you the living Word of God, because it is life-changing. We will be right here, hopefully, God willing, and the creek don't rise, next Sunday afternoon. I'll be right here in this chair in the control room. Pastor Jim and Betty will be on next week. So, Betty, you're scheduled. We'll talk about that. If that's you've been on a couple weeks already, just filling in for people, and we appreciate it. But God bless every single one of you out there, and make this a December to remember. Make it a life-changing event in your life. It's not far to Jesus. No distance. God is waiting on you. Come running to him, dear one. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Nan Watson, Betty Thomas, all bringing you the Word of God today from Beacon of Hope Ministries. See you next week, same time, same station. God bless you.